Chatter and lore.
Alchemy!
Chatter and Lore. I'm Andy.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
Oh, man. All right, everybody turn your video off. I'll just turn Ryan's video off for him.
My video has been off.
Wait, actually, I don't know how to do that. Oh, well. Ryan, turn your video off when you get a chance. Okay, hello. This is Chatter and Lore, whatever that is. It's that special place where we
turn it off.
Talk about... You figure it out. It's that special place where we talk about Rude Alchemy, who we are, why we're doing it, also share some stories, or in this case, a song, I believe, about that expand the universe that we are creating. If you this is the first episode you're listening to, you should probably listen to some things from our current season, which is Poe Green and the Ghost Machine chapter 2. The first two episodes of that chapter are available now on this very feed. All right, so we are a little pressed for time here, I think, today, folks. So I think we're going to dive right into the game, if everybody's okay with that.
Game.
All right. So I have a game for us. It is called Who Said That? Rude Alchemy Edition. Now, what you probably think that means is that I went through a bunch of old past episodes and picked sort of notable quotes from different characters. And then you're going to have to tell me who said them. Wrong. When I say Rude Alchemy Edition, I mean something that one of the four of us said at some point in our lives.
But ever?
No. I went back to that magical period, the first few months when Rude Alchemy was just percolating. Mm. And I grabbed little bits of text from documents that we had shared and emails that we sent back and forth. And I think some of these are going to be very easy and some hopefully will be a little challenging. I do ask that if you know the answer, don't skip your turn. Don't make a big, because somebody else might not know it. You know, like if you said it, you're probably going to know the answer unless you don't.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Let's start.
Yeah.
All right. Here is the first quote, and then I will call on you guys to tell me who said it. Here we go. I think our antagonistic comedic sensibilities stem from an understanding and appreciation of the traditions from which we're bending and breaking. I think there's something wonderful in telling that the first project all four of us did was The Man Who Came to Dinner. I think our hearts are sentimental and nostalgic, and we have to break stuff to fill the void of knowing that things will never quite be that way again. I.e., there is a great celebration and joyful lamentation within the chaos. Who said that?
I know. I know exactly.
Tom, go first.
That has Andrew Kane written all over it.
Let me make sure I'm keeping score here. All right.
Even reading it like monotone like that is just, nobody else in the world puts words together like that.
Okay, Ryan, your answer?
Andrew Kane.
Andrew, your answer?
It's me, I think.
All right, everybody gets a point.
Oh, I hate myself.
With a nice softball.
I see hilarious. Where this is going right away.
Oh, man. I hate all myself. Right.
I see where this is fucking going.
All right, let's see. Okay, here's another one. I hashed out a draft of a marketing plan. Two files are in the drive. One, RA initial marketing plan, document explaining ideas and steps. Two, marketing schedule, spreadsheet of dates corresponding with the steps in above document. Please read over and make some contributions to the plan. Just put your thoughts in a different color so we know who said what. After you all do this, I'll make another draft incorporating everything and we'll start implementing. Who said that?
That is way too easy as well. Can I guess? Are you going to call on us?
No, you can.
I can guess? Yeah. That was you. That was Wertner.
All right. Andrew?
That was you, Wertner.
Ryan?
Wert alert.
All right. Everybody has 2 points.
Yes! Okay.
Let's see if we can ratchet up the challenge a little bit. Let's see here.
Next one's going to be Tom.
I don't have an order. I'm just bouncing around because I kind of threw these together. Okay. Okay, so somebody, I have to give a little context for this. Somebody, and you'll know. Okay, you know what? I'm not going to give context. Somebody wrote this. This is a promo. This is an announcer promo. Here we go. that was never used. Gary Cohagen's feminine tots. When it's time for her monthly, make sure she stays comfy in an altogether separate room. Who wrote that? Andrew.
Ryan Whalen.
Ryan.
That I believe that was me. My one contribution to the announcer's promos.
I'm going to go ahead and say Whalen.
Oh, wow. You guys are great at this.
Yeah, this is much easier than I think you anticipated it being.
Yeah, but it's still fun to talk
No, it's still fun. It's still fun.
Okay.
It's
super
fun.
Okay. here we go. Who said that? We should look into getting into that DeSales magazine that comes out quarterly. Or DeSales alumni from the theater department launching a narrative-based podcast. I wouldn't be surprised if they'd want to do a whole featured article on us. But at least something in the news section. I think we just have to submit something to them and they'll print it. But I think we should try to do a lot of advertising with the DeSales angle, since that is a huge connection that obviously we all have in common.
This is so pathetic.
Ryan, who said that?
Tom Hodgkin.
Andrew?
Tommy.
Tom?
It's Tom? Still a good idea, too, by the way. That's still a good idea.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. Okay. On one of the documents, this was at the top. This is early in the process. Working name, Ouroboros Radio Theater. Named for the ancient symbol of renewal, it also symbolizes self-cannibalization, as the art we create will be subversive.
Who said that?
Ryan.
That was an Andy Wertner bit right there.
Tom.
Can you repeat it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Working name, Ouroboros Radio Theater, named for the ancient symbol of renewal.
Yeah, that was Andy. That was you. Okay. That was you.
Yeah, it was me. All right, everybody gets a point.
You didn't give
Cade. My guess is Andy.
all right. Here we go.
Could you imagine if we were Ouroboros Theater, Radio Theater Company, by the way?
How did you get all the, you wrote all of these down? Like, were there recordings of us saying this?
No. This is all through written documents and emails.
Got it. Gotcha. Okay.
Kind of a lot of going back and forth in the early stages.
And the thing that's really sad is, like, we used to exchange marketing documents, and now we can't even get together to record a fucking Chatter and Laura. So we have to do it on Google Hangouts.
Remember the schedule?
I just always laughed that we used to rehearse.
Yeah, we used to rehearse. What a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, God. Okay, this is a pitch for a season. Ren Salmo, King of the Sand Rats. Ren Salmo is a former chemist turned crook who flees the big city for the shifting sands of the western boom towns. When he can't resist a pretty face in a new place, he quickly sets off a chain reaction that leads to his being framed for murder and banished to the wilds. He soon stumbles upon a vast network of abandoned mines and sets out to expose his enemies and clear his name. But the rabbit hole he falls into takes him farther and farther away from the peace he sought. The men who wronged him have built and still inhabit these very tunnels, and the great and terrifying machines they are assembling will undo him, the town, and the whole of the nation. Ryan.
Kaner.
Tom.
I was going to say Waylon, so I'll go with Kane.
Andrew?
Actually, when you started, I thought it was you, and then I was like, no, I think that was me. I think it was me.
It was you, yeah. It's
a good thing we didn't do that season. They'll never do it now.
Well, we could still do it. Never mind. Okay, let's see. Okay. this is a short one. Pay attention. Traffic to the website is key for monetization. Traffic to the website is key for monetization. Who said that? Ryan?
It's gotta be Wertner.
Tom?
Yeah, that was Wertner. And actually, I forgot we had a website. How funny is that?
Andrew?
I thought it was Tom.
It almost sounds Tomish, but.
Nah, that wasn't me.
I don't think he'd know about websites.
I don't use words. I don't use words like monetization.
Andrew gets a point. That was Tom. Oh, I'd be happy to point you all to the correct document on that.
No,
wow.
Okay. I'm winning.
Where was that?
That was in a document still on the drive called Tom's Thoughts. So you're all welcome to look that up. I thought there would be a lot more in there, but the ideas were kind of good, so I didn't have a whole lot to work with. None of them have we actually done, but anyway. All right.
Nothing labeled Tom's Thoughts has a lot in it, believe me.
Okay. this is a short one. You are all a blessing. Congratulations. Who said that? Ryan?
I think that was me.
Tom?
That's a tie between you and Waylon, but I feel like Waylon's been in such a dark place the last couple of months that it's hard to remember him saying such nice things. I'm going to go with Waylon now.
Andrew?
Wasn't Kane.
it seems like an Ernest Waylon thing.
That's correct. Everybody is right.
Yeah.
It when we launched, right? Didn't I print something when we launched, like Root Alchemy, like completely? We just started
it
up.
It was when we went live. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Kind of a nice thing.
I still feel the same way.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Aww. Is this perhaps why we became and remain friends? A common desire to stir things up and flip convention on its head? Obviously, this is not all our multifaceted friendships are based on, but is it part of the attraction? It certainly manifests itself in our senses of humor, which overlap so nicely. Could this desire be a starting point for our collaborations? Who said that? Andrew?
This is a sad round. It's just making me just boil with self-hatred.
Does that mean you said it?
I think I said it.
Tom? Ryan, why don't you answer?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh boy. Yeah, we can. I can hear you, Tom.
We got a loop going.
I'd say that was Kane, I would say.
All right, I'm going to have to log off.
Okay, try to come back on. He may or may not do that. all right, so Tom is just going to take a knee on that question. And did we both say Andrew? You both said Andrew?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're wrong. That was me. That was me.
Damn it.
Whoa.
Damn it.
Wow. Does Andrew need to explain the self-hatred part now? That
I was just thinking of, like, I was just thinking of how, just like, I don't know. We just.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah.
Sorry that happened to you.
You know who said that, Tom?
Which one was it?
Andy said that.
The one.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember what the last one was.
That's okay. We're going to go on to the next one.
All right. I'm going to guess Wertner for that last one.
Okay. You get point then, actually. So you and Andrew are tied with 1 point, essentially. Okay. Here we go. I may not be able to hire a team of migrant workers to manicure the lawns of my estate, but I can write a good check for $56, Tom, you son of a fuck. Who said that?
Oh man.
No, it is Ryan Whalen.
Wait, I need to know the context behind that. Why was that? Why did he say that?
Because when the very first retreat, we didn't have money pouring in from Patreon, so we had to fund our own cabin, and that $56 God, how did we get it so low? But apparently, that $56 was his quarter of the cabin.
It's like a mold infested.
Yeah, I guess it was terrible. But yeah, I guess that makes sense. $200 for 2 months.
We've been doing this for so long.
Yeah.
We only had 2 retreats. We're due. We're due for another retreat. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're due for a retreat and I think a deal with an Amazon limited series.
Yeah.
Those are the two things. As podcasters, we are owed at least that. As podcasters who've been around since 2015, we are owed at least that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's go, listeners. Start sharing. It's up to you.
All right, I'm going to do a quick speed round now, okay?
Okay.
we talked a little bit about how, you know, we had some weird names. So there is a great email that has all of us pitching names.
Oh, God.
I will just read a name, and then you just tell me who could have come up with this one, all right? Here we go. Bad Alchemy.
Wait a second. These are early ideas that we came up with for our names.
Yeah, that's correct.
You should have been Bad Alchemy.
Yeah.
Who came then we would have had a deal.
Who said Bad Alchemy?
Andy? I don't know. Andy. I'm going to say Andy.
Okay.
I'm going to say Whalen.
Okay.
I definitely didn't say Bad Alchemy.
Bart. I'm going to say Tom. I don't know.
All right, it was me. So
wow,
Tom, you said no. Who said me?
Nobody.
I did.
Ryan. So, okay, so everybody's tied at one. Okay, let's do another one. I didn't really pick these beforehand. So, Reprobate Rascals.
Oh, that's Kane.
Okay, Ryan. Reprobate Rascals.
I'm saying that's Tom. I don't think Kane would do that.
All right, Kane.
Andy.
Ryan, you're right again. That was a Tom.
I remember Tom just putting words together at one point.
All right, here we go. Lack Luck Laboratories.
Oh my God.
Who that? Who said that? Who did that? Lack Luck Laboratories or Laboratories?
Kane.
It's Wertner. Yeah, it's a Kane or Wertner dealy.
I'm going to go with Wertner.
I'll go with Kane.
I'll go with me.
That was Andrew.
Damn it.
Okay. Let's see. How about Erudite Vagabonds?
Oh, that was me. I think.
Ryan?
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
I'll say Tom too.
That is correct. Okay, how about the sophist's nib?
Yeah, we came up with an actual good name with Rude Alchemy.
Yeah, absolutely. The list of names though was enormous.
Apparently so.
Yep, we just couldn't get comfortable with anything.
I think we should do an alternate podcast called Bad Alchemy.
Yeah, and it would just be this.
Well, no, I was gonna say it'll be like really polished and professional, and like we'll actually get our shit together, and everything will be good.
Yeah,
like our evil alternate universe twins. All right, what's the next one?
Okay,
we just guess who that was. Who's what was that?
Oh yeah, sophist nib.
That was
sophists nib.
Sophists, I think. Isn't that sophists?
Oh, sorry, sophists.
Andy Wertner.
Ryan. Ryan Whale? Ryan?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying Andy Wertner.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Tom?
Yeah, I'll go with... no, you know what? I'm going to go with Kane.
Yeah.
That was Ryan.
Now, what?
I can see why nobody would think that, because you probably all just assumed he didn't turn in any. But no, that was actually one I kind of remember and kind of liked. I liked Nib. I liked something about that.
Are you sure that was on my... Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, man.
Sophist Nib.
Here, I'll just read all of them for everybody. Ready? Here we go. Andy Wertner. Twisted Alchemy. Magic Rascal. Jolly Rotter. Oh, that one's kind of cool. Cracked Alchemist. Rogue's Alchemy. Bad Alchemy. Devil's Alchemy. Jester's Malady. Hacked Alchemy. Pickpocket Alchemy. Tom, Swindling Conjurers, Bilking someone had the thesaurus out. Bilking Thaumaturgy, Transformative Scoundrels, Erudite Vagabonds, Miserly Miscreants, Reprobate Rascals, Sortilegic Scampers, Diabolic Delinquents, Alchemic Charlatans, Shyster Sorcery. Andrew, Gracefall Alchemy, Lackluck Laboratories, Broken Ballast, Rudish Revivalists, Rakish Root, Husk and Cinder, Brave Alchemic, The Reprobate Kettle, Black Grace Kiln, Rude Lab Cellar.
That is so fucking stupid.
And Ryan had Tinker's Torchlight, which I like, Alchemic Lark, The Gypsy Wordsmith, Madness and the Magilla. Radio Apocrypha, the sophist's nib, Terse and Tinder, Scripted Kindling, Trite and True, Beggars and Bards.
I like Ryan's names.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Ryan's names are the best names.
All right, and then this will be the last sort of quiz question. So everybody submitted, in addition to these names, a bonus, which is kind of a jokey one just for us. And here they are. And you're gonna tell me who said which one. Okay. The Skullworm Fornicators. The Skullworm Fornicators.
Skullworms.
All right, remember that one. Four Best Friends Radio Theater.
I love it. Oh, that's good.
Hodgkin and Company. And one from a guy who didn't do one.
Wow.
That sounds like Kane. That's got Kane written all over it.
All right. So I
couldn't remember doing a special one. Yeah,
who did the Skullworm Fornicators?
That was Kane.
That was Kaner.
Yeah, that's right. Who did Four Best Friends Radio Theater?
Andy!
That was me.
Who did Hodgkin and Company?
That was probably Whalen, right?
And who didn't bother to do one?
Ryan! I think someone's... No, that's... Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's the game. I don't know who won. It doesn't matter.
Everybody that was fantastic. Won.
Everybody's a winner. Thank you.
Jesus.
A little trip down memory lane.
Well done. Well done.
Yep. Yep. You know how, like, when you meet up with your friends and then, like, you go over, like, your you know, you just talk about old times. Well, remember, we have Google has tracked for us in Gmail and Google Docs a lot of that time, so we can revisit it with great accuracy whenever we want.
Beautiful.
It's terrifying.
All right, that's it. And we're back. And I think we have a song. I think so. Which one is it?
It's the one, it's called Knife Fight Love Making.
Even
on my mind.
Jesse, you
hop on my mind.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. That's a beautiful song. Did you, can you give us a little context for it, Andrew?
James Taylor feel to it.
Oh, yeah. You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
We were gonna make a full Mud Rumpus album. And we start, actually, we got a good bit of work done towards that, and then we sort of tabled it over the last summer. But I think that we have plans to put that Mud Rumpus music to work in the coming months. Maybe that's enough to tease it, right? Without too much. The song was written, and actually our Patreon listeners were able to hear it like a year ago. Great. So it's that song.
Tease that.
Knife Fight Love Megan.
All right. What are we doing?
Jesse, you've been on my mind. I don't know if I can find. I don't know if I can find another like you, dear. Who's an 18-hour freight to get to Frisco? I fell out of my box on your lean-to. Shine so bright, I said to whistle when you drew. Said, I don't know, but I surely like you. Jesse, you've been on my mind. I don't know if I can find. I don't know if I can find another like you, dear. The jungle fires faded while we tussled. You broke a rib, I snapped your collarbone. You had me beneath your lean muscle. Did I know a piece of me would surely have to go? I hope that you would let me keep my nose. Perhaps you'd only claim my right ear lobe, or better yet, the smallest of my toes. Jesse, you've been on my mind. I don't know if I can find. I don't know if I can find another like you, dear. Now I wander deep into the valley. Think of all the life that I have left. For every corner turn in some dark alley, I was set to find your face in every face I met. Drink a sea of poison to forget. See the least of pride and return west. To fill that stolen hole set in my chest. Jesse, you've been on my mind. I don't know if I can find. I don't know if I can find another like you, dear. Jesse, you've been on my mind. I don't know if I can find. I don't know if I can find another like you, dear.
And we're back from the song. What a great song.
Oh, that was great, Kane. Wow.
Thank you.
I loved what you did in the middle, that little wow part. That was great.
Yeah, especially on the acoustic guitar, the way you did that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hate Andy.
All right. Should I give a little shout out to our people that
Do
we need
it.
To thank?
Yeah. Do it. Do
All
it.
All right. Thank you to our Tomb Deaf denizens, Jason Mead, Gregory McClure, Craig Sizes? I'm sorry, Craig. I don't know. It's CZYZ, which is that a name, Craig?
Scissors.
Is it just a shortened version of like a longer name? I don't know. Also, Ray Hernandez, Jen, Aaron Ricklick, and Hunter, the Dervish of Durbage. And then we also want to thank our Catacomb Depth denizens, Mordecai Shachna, Zach McGee, Derek, and Michael Bonanni. Thank you. We love you. Bless you.
Wonder if David Ault still listens.
Oh, yeah, David Ault.
I see him post on Twitter every now and then. David, if you listen still, send us a message on Twitter. So tweet us, David.
Like the Halloween episode, so he was active as of then.
Okay.
Possibly somewhere else along the line, too. I don't know. But that's it.
Hell of a nice Englishman.
By the way, there is a little extra Root Alchemy story buried in David's podcast for true fans. If you want to hunt that down, Sonic Society, I believe, is the name of that podcast. It's the only time we've ever been asked to do an interview. And we did that with David. And he asked that we write a special story, which I did. So there is a bonus chatter and lore style story in that thing, if anybody wants to track that down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, Ryan, please go ahead.
Do we not submit to what was that? That awards thing. What was that called?
Oh, yeah. The Parsec, maybe?
The Parsec Awards. That's right.
We don't get to vote for ourselves. Someone has to nominate us. And I think we only got nominated like our first year. We got nominated
David, for right?
I think he nominated us. Yeah.
Yeah, David got nominated. That's right.
And we were nominated for a couple categories, and we won none of them.
I do think you can nominate yourself, but we don't. We don't do that.
Why the fuck would we do that?
That's, I don't know.
Self-promotion?
I'm not above nominating us, damn it. I'll do it.
Yeah, why would we not nominate us?
Great. Let's do it.
Go.
Oh.
I love losing.
Woo, our sex.
Is Mr. Thomas Hodgkins, Mr. Ed Kennedy, Mr. Andy Winder, Mr. Ryan Whalen. This episode's song written and performed by Mr. Kane. I think that's it. That's all I got. Oh, be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and rootalchemy.com/support.
I'm sorry, guys. This was unexpected for me to all of a sudden every laptop in my fucking house doesn't work.